Apex Central listeners, you can find us every Monday through Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever, you can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. When did cheap plastic disposables with 90s style graffiti art become the norm? No offense if gaudy pastel is your style, but the Flonk Max Smart embodies a smarter way to vape. The Flonk is sleek and discreet, and the most popular flavors are available nicotine-free and in 2% and 5% strength. A flexible disposable with a smart LED screen, the Flonk churns out 10,000 dense and delicious puffs. Visit MyPod.com and use promo code STOOL for 25% off Flonk vapes.
All right, the Pick Central Extravaganza is live. We are here, and the go ahead, Big Cat.
I wish we had a skinny mic so I could have lived my true life like Bob Barker. Hello,
hello, Big Cat.
Hello, Big Cat.
Mincy, I think they're giving you a raw deal. I'm gonna fight for you.
Oh my gosh,
Big Cat, don't come
everybody
in here.
Everybody voted for me.
No, they're out to get
Dan
you, Mincy.
Dan doesn't like rules.
It's very clear they're out to get you. There are rules. They're trying to ruin your good name. I won't allow it.
There are rules.
Thank you, Big Cat.
Well, I'm going to tweet out the show.
Also, we did allow it. We shouldn't have. I'm a big pussy, but I let him have it. But he shouldn't have had it.
If I did it,
wouldn't have happened.
Axed. No Big chance. Ev did it. Yeah, he would no not chance. Let me.
If
have
I did it,
axed.
I'm probably off the show.
Don't talk about yourself that way.
I'm just saying, if any of us did it,
gigantic pussy.
If any of us did it, we would have to answer for it.
How about Kyler Murray? Speaking of, I'm not.
What happened there?
But yeah, I had no idea. I've never tweeted at him. I've never tweeted at him. At least recently.
Yeah, right.
Someone tagged me in a tweet today. I went to look and I was like, wait, I'm blocked? It was out of nowhere. I think maybe because he's Carson Wentz.
Yeah, that's not great.
I'd maybe take Carson Wentz over him right now.
Yeah. Or it could be.
He had one bad game. Maybe
it's Cliff Kingsbury more than anything. Like, they don't. The Cardinals go into every game with a plan, and if it doesn't work, they're like, well, let's just keep doing this. Let's keep, you know, we can't block anyone. Let's keep running deep routes and hope it works.
But I don't think the Cardinals are somebody we have to write an obituary over and say this is – it clearly failed here. Like, they're in a process.
Oh,
like,
I disagree.
To me, the Cowboys losing in the fifth year of Dak, that's a problem. The Cardinals are still getting better.
I disagree. I think the Cowboys have enough around them. And they've gotten, like, Micah Parsons is a revelation.
Right.
Obviously, CeeDee Lamb is a game changer. The Cardinals have DeAndre Hopkins, who's getting older, who got injured. AJ Green's done. Like, what exactly are you pointing to?
Well,
their offensive line needs to be fixed.
A very young quarterback.
Cliff Kingsbury. I have big questions about Cliff Kingsbury all the time. I'm so mad at myself last night. We'll get to the ping pong balls in a second. I still got to tweet this out. There's nothing worse in gambling.
Right.
Nothing worse in gambling than having an opinion for months,
mm-hmm.
and then right before you make your bet, you flip your opinion. I have been saying the Cardinals are frauds for 2 months, and then right before I was like, these two teams know each other really well.
Oh, man.
Like, division game, 3.5 points. Fucking idiots. I'm an idiot.
I did the same thing, but I did the idiot thing on something else. I watched the road team win both games in the regular season, and I should have seen that as an abnormality. I should have seen that, like, the road team isn't going to win three times. That's just not going to happen in division. I don't think the road team's going to win three times. And the Rams, Marty's an idiot, right? But Marty tweeted out, the Rams will play. Don't overthink it. That's correct.
They're fucking good.
Yeah, but he also tweeted out the Alabama's to play. Don't overthink it.
I know, but last night it worked.
What's going on?
Best college football gambler in the
place. I feel like I'm in fucking timeout over here, first of all.
I didn't move you over there.
Second of all, Mincy could win one. I can't win yesterday. Mincy said that the Cardinals were the play last night.
No, I didn't. I had the Rams. Are you kidding me? No, I said exactly what Big Cat said. That they were they peaked in October, and everybody was still hyping them because they beat a fraudulent Dallas team, and everybody overrated it. They lost to Seattle. They lost to Detroit. They looked like crap down the stretch while I was on the Rams.
Yeah. Mincy's is sharp.
I mean, hindsight being 2020 and all that. I mean, whatever. I still think the Cards are fine. I think the Cards are fine long term. I don't see it the way you see it, Big Cap. That's okay. You can see things however you want to see them. Like, the Cowboys are in a real pickle. They're in a problem to me because they're stuck with a coach that you can't
fire him anytime.
You can't have any confidence in
them. They can fire him anytime.
I don't think they're going to fire him, though. Do you think they're going to fire him?
Why not?
They might.
Fuck it.
I don't think they're going to fire him. I think they're going to take the division title, and they're going to take the 11-win season, and they're going to be okay, or 12-win season, whatever it was. But boy, that was an organizational failure from like 1-53. Everybody played poorly.
It's funny too, because both teams, if you told me that the defensive coordinator was elevated to head coach, I'd feel a lot more comfortable. If Vance Joseph was the coach of the Cardinals and Dan Quinn was the coach of the Cowboys, I'd feel a lot more comfortable.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah,
like, I just would. I think both of those guys are more competent than the guys ahead of them.
All right, so we want to lay this out because I think we have to.
All right, so it's super easy. So ping pong ball extravaganza. We'll do this again if it worked. I think it worked. I had people complaining. They're like, oh, you got a 1-in-12 chance for a refund. It's the fucking wild card weekend. You're right. Gonna bet. If all you have to do is opt in and you have a chance to win again right now.
Also, a 1-in-12 shot of refund isn't bad.
It's right, also but it's just like nothing.
Right. It's not like I'm making you bet something you would like. If you're going to bet the games, if you bet one game all weekend, it's still worth it to opt in.
Are we shouting out Chaps on this?
Chaps came up with this idea. It's incredible. I didn't think they would allow us to do it, but they did. All right, so here's how it's going to work. The ping pong ball machine is a little finicky. I had the thought the other day. I think I'm going to upgrade. I think I'm going to treat myself maybe for my birthday.
I think you should.
I'm going to get a fucking huge one because this thing's paid for itself a million times over. All right, so here's how it works.
Can I have a question before?
Yeah.
Did you organize the ping pong
ball?
Yeah,
I did. Zah helped me out, but yes.
Wow.
I got on my fucking hands and knees. Actually, Pete walked by and he goes, this is a Billy job. And I was like, yeah, well, he doesn't show up till noon every day, so what do you want me to do?
Right.
All right, so one through – you like that, Liam?
Liam loved that.
He writes his morning books.
I'm just saying. I mean, I would have told Billy to do it, but no, he wasn't here, so I did it. That just shows you, where I'm at in life, I'll still get on my hands and knees and count fucking ping pong balls with my man Zah. All right, so there's 100 ping pong balls. The problem with the machine is if you have like 10 ping pong balls in the machine, it won't work. So here's how it's going to work. I'm going to put all the ping pong balls back in. You see all the numbers right here. Everyone's got a fair chance, and it's going to be odd is the total and even is the side. Follow with me here because Brandon had a little trouble understanding it.
Mm-hmm.
He just didn't understand it. If I pick 1 through 10, that's the Raiders-Bengals game. And if it is an odd number, so let's say I pick 3, that means anyone who bet Raiders-Bengals over is getting a $50 refund in their Barstool Sportsbook account. Say a number, Big F, between 1 and 60.
22.
All right. So if we pick a 22, that would be the Eagles and the Bucks game. That is even. So it's side. So if you bet on the Eagles, you get your $50 refund. Pretty easy, right?
Very clear.
Want to do one more test?
Yeah.
Marty, number?
47.
47 is Steelers and the under. It is odd, the total. So if you had the under and Steelers Chiefs, you get a $50 refund.
Wow. We're usually pretty bad. This
The added bonus here is numbers 60 through 100 can still be pulled, which would just add intrigue if they're the first numbers pulled.
Yeah.
So we'll get to do multiple
times. Build suspense.
Yes, exactly. All right. So
we're putting them all in and we're drawing one number.
One number.
Okay.
Everyone got it? Okay.
Yeah. All right.
You guys
so
talk while I put the balls
in. He's going to put the balls in as we talk about, the Rams-Cardinals last night. And it sets up to me, I think, one of the more exciting divisional weekends I can ever remember. I legitimately look at this list of 8 teams. I think 7 of them have Super Bowl winning potential. The only one I don't think this year has Super Bowl winning potential, in my opinion, is the Bengals. Do y'all think that's crazy? Would you put the Bengals in the Super Bowl winning mix?
No.
I think they're a little bit ahead of schedule.
They're ahead of schedule. The only thing is if Burrow, you know, you've always got that lightning. Burrow could catch fire in a game.
Burrow's becoming one of these guys, like almost, I mean, this year will tell us a lot. And I mean, I think it already has told us a lot, but he's becoming one of those guys, like a not bet against guy. Maybe I'm just myself. I feel like I keep betting against the Bengals in these spots, and I just keep losing and losing. And I like Joe Burrow. It's not even like I'm trying to fade him. It just keeps being like – because it's funny because they're kind of similar to the Cardinals where, like, pretty much everyone on that roster, like, they hadn't really played in the playoffs before.
Right.
Like, they don't have the experience, but they all showed up and balled out. So, I mean, Joe Burrow might – this might just be, like, his takeover of the world part.
Too. They're also very, very balanced offensively. Like, they even are. If you were to be able to take away Joe Burrow, I mean, he's got so many good receivers that it's hard to do that. But if you do that, Joe Mixon's really good. Yeah. Really
they won a lot of games during the year where Burrow would throw for, like, 150 yards, and they just run. And their defense has a bunch of veterans. Trey Hendrickson, who may be out this week, which is a key loss. You know, they've got, you know, Von Bell, a bunch of – they've got some guys, some older guys.
So – but otherwise, I think you look at it. I think the Packers can win the Super Bowl. I think the Bills can win the Super Bowl. The Chiefs, the Bucks, the Rams, I believe, can win the Super Bowl. The Titans, the most disrespected one seed in a while, they're 9-1 to win the Super Bowl. They're the sixth best odds. They're number one seed in the AFC.
I think that's the most fascinating game to me. Weirdly, it's the most like under the radar, but it's like there are two teams that I think people. I don't know if everyone fully believes in either of them.
Yeah,
especially the Titans.
But I think we ought to believe in the Titans. Like for when they were healthy for a month, they were the best. They were one of the best teams in football. And I would argue in October. Well, what are you doing?
Just hearing the balls and you guys talking about football is really funny.
All right, so it is. They are locked and loaded. The balls are ready.
I think, and this is a famous last words. I think I'm easily going 4-0. In these games.
You already have your plays set?
Do tell.
Every single game. I literally look at it and I'm just like, yup, boom, done, easy.
We're all like, yeah, all right, let me hear.
All right, well, you don't have to
give
me
one. Which one you
give
want?
Me one.
Green Bay, San Fran, I want to hear.
San Fran.
Okay, I like San Fran
with the points.
Yeah, I like San Fran too.
With the points. Not money line. I think the Packers will most likely win. I think that game will be close.
Yeah. Bills. I can see that.
Bills, Chiefs.
I like the Packers.
I don't know about Niners.
I think the Bills are going to kill the Chiefs.
Ooh, you think the Bills are going to kill the Chiefs?
Yes. I like the Bills too.
I don't know.
I'm going to go 4-0.
I don't know. Shit.
What do you want me
to say?
That's
a bold statement.
Yeah, I know.
Going to go into Kansas City and kill
him. I'm a bold guy. I'm a fucking bold guy.
All right.
Where's
the ping pong extravaganza? What's that noise?
It's on. All right, here we go. Ready? No.
Oh. Spoke too soon that we're good at. Oh, it's on.
It's on? All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Ready?
Oh.
I really wish I had the skinny mic. This is honestly my dream. If you told me I could just do the lottery numbers for the local news, I would
one
do it. We're going back in.
I like that.
Going back in. 88 is not in on the list.
Oh,
we're going back in.
Yes.
Yep. Brandon still doesn't understand
it.
I explained it like six times to him. It's crazy. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Here we go. They're bubbling.
46. That would be the Steelers. If you bet the Steelers, you get $50 back. That's actually good because that's the dumbest bet of the weekend, I would say.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
That was
factual.
Very
factual.
Like, you could talk yourself into, like, Patriots, Bills, they at least played close,
right.
You know, two games. Steelers, Chiefs, that was
a really bad
Jersey
bet.
Jerry. Jersey Jerry sitting next to me for fucking 5 hours on Sunday and just playing hype videos in my face.
Exactly.
To the point where I'm like, Steelers money line. Wow, this is going to hit. I actually did not bet the Steelers against the spread, so I will not get the $50 refund. I bet them against the money line.
I'll get 50.
So yeah, 50. That was stupid of me.
The Chiefs is the only bet I won this weekend.
Yep, there we go. So Steelers, if you had the Steelers in the Barstool Sportsbook, you'll get a $50 refund. Tweet me when you get it. And that's it. I'm taking this. I'm taking my ball and I'm going home.
Well, you don't want to leave it for the Yak just in case we want to use them?
Okay, fine. I'll leave it for the Yak.
We could do something fun with it.
What fun?
I don't know. We'll figure something out. Let the funny guys do something. Yourself included. What are you doing? You want to drop the mic? Don't. Yep. All right. Thank you, Big Cat.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude.
Go buy it. Go drink it. Drink responsibly and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
All right, so there you go. If you bet the Steelers $50 this week on the Barstool Sportsbook, you get your money back. 46. There's the ball that did it. There's the ball that
did
it.
I did say 47 before the thing.
You did.
People very forget. Close.
Do you want I don't know how what we do. Do y'all want to play with it?
Should we rip one more?
I don't know.
We all get one guess.
Should we see what the ooh.
I don't get one guess. I don't know if we need how would we what does anybody win?
I don't know. What would we win?
It's true. How was Braxton Berrios?
Awesome. It was a crazy show. Like, we were talking about the SAT, like how I cheated on it, whatever, and out of nowhere, Jerry's like, yeah, I was scraping heroin off of it. And Braxton's wait. Like, what?
How did you cheat on the SAT?
Like, the guy next to me, I would look what pictures he was on, and I would go back in sections and then just do it.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
But he was awesome. Like, he's a free agent, too, going in. He did promise to tell me where he wanted to go after the show, so I got to get him.
He's still here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I didn't see him leave.
Yeah, he's going to do eat a caterpillar, and then he's going to do Pardon My Take.
Oh, he's doing Lowering the Bar.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
He was – I mean, his girlfriend's here, too. They were just on vacation. It's Christian McCaffrey, Olivia Culpo, no big deal. And he's dating Olivia Culpo's sister, who's also here. And it's like I told him.
Is Christian McCaffrey and Olivia Culpo here?
No.
Oh.
But I did say I don't like when good-looking people are good at sports either.
It's not fair.
And, like, yeah. Imagine that crew going out,
yeah.
Berrios, the Culpos, and McCaffrey. That's just wrong.
You should have to pick one.
Yes.
Yeah.
You should be, like, ugly football players are my favorite. Like, you can't have – and he was
valedictorian.
Yeah. So he got 3 for 3. I said I'm 0.5 out of 3.
Who's the best ugly football player? And I'm not talking about offensive linemen or defensive linemen that are paid to be ugly.
A lot of receivers are good looking.
Aaron Rodgers ain't great looking.
He's also dating.
I said
back in the day,
actress.
I would have said Peyton Manning with the forehead.
Peyton Manning not
Eli
a good looking guy.
Isn't good looking.
Yeah,
but Eli's also
Eli's
not,
better looking than Peyton.
But Eli's not like ugly either. He's just like average looking.
Yeah, he's just
Danny
an average
Jones
looking.
Is pretty average looking.
He's also an average player.
Daniel Jones is low key kind of handsome. You guys will remember he's like 6'5". That helps a lot. Girls like tall. That's just true.
Yeah, I can attest.
I mean, Berrios is – he's at least he's small.
Yeah, but it's not fair to be that like freakishly like,
yeah,
athletic,
it's the small,
handsome,
it's the
and
small
smart.
Slot receivers you got to watch out
but
for with the ladies.
He's yoked.
Ladies love Danny Amendola.
And Edelman.
And Edelman, yeah.
So the awkward Amendola used to date Olivia Culpo.
But that's not her.
That's not really her. So that's
he's
Olivia Culpo's sister?
Yes.
She's in the building right now.
Yes, she was in Michelin.
She likes the slot receivers then.
I'm going to Google.
Berrios made himself some money. Dude, Berrios was great at the end of the year.
He found out he was all pro in Cabo.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's awesome on special teams, but man, he played well once Elijah Moore went down. He stepped up and did
so
really
well
down the stretch.
It was pretty funny at one point. Jerry's, I think Duzak's like, when do you know, like, you guys aren't a playoff team? And Jerry goes, probably preseason. He's on the Jets. And he's like, I mean, it is a good question. When do you actually know
what's
you guys
their mindset?
Kind of
you're
stink?
Right. That is interesting.
So, what's the rest of the week look like for Mush the Lion? You got Schwarzenegger?
Tomorrow's Arnold Schwarzenegger's son. I didn't know how famous he actually, like, he dated, like, Miley Cyrus and shit.
Really?
We just talk about gambling all the time, and I didn't know exactly what. And then Gronk Thursday.
Gronk.
Yeah.
That'll be something. Can't wait for Gronk.
Gronk. Yeah. In the middle of the playoffs, too. Good
oh,
one.
Yeah.
No,
good
it's
one.
A big one. It's a big
it's
one.
It's the middle of the playoffs. All
right. So, back to the NFL, because I don't think we've – by the way, I just want to say something out loud. Darren Revelle is not a racist. And if you think he is, you're wrong.
That was an all-time
– If you
thing.
Think Darren Revelle's racist, you're a fucking idiot. Because, number one, this guy has got a killer collection of Martin Luther King stuff. An incredible collection, and several black friends. So, Big Ev, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking Darren Revelle might be racist.
Honestly, you want to know what I honestly was just thinking? When some guy tweeted out all his collectibles from, like, his dad that died, and Revelle just tweeted, that's all garbage. It's not worth anything.
Yeah.
I don't know why my brain just went to that.
I really think we're at the point where we could have a Mount Rushmore of Revelle tweets, because that's a good one. Tweeting out John Kennedy's head exploding.
That's the GOAT, I think, like far and away.
I think we might have a new GOAT. I think this one might be the new GOAT.
I just remember
Rosa Parks.
But when he says,
unbelievable.
When he legitimately says, and he means it, I'm not racist because I own a lot of Martin Luther King collectibles.
Whenever you have to start a sentence, I'm not racist, you're usually racist.
Well, I doubt he is racist.
He feels very uncomfortable about it.
When you have to defend yourself. And you have to feel like you have to hop on and talk about your Rosa Parks sign. Was it NCAAP?
I don't know, man.
NAACP.
I had no idea how to say
it. Did you think it was some sort of college sport?
I have no idea what it was. It's just like when you have to say you have a sign, Rosa Parks, anything, it's like, dude, you're digging yourself.
Oh, what would be the Darren Revelle Mount Rushmore?
JFK's
there for sure.
JFK, I think Rosa Parks just entered it. I think the one I said, I believe is in it. I think that's all time. A dude literally saying how his dad died, he loved all the shit, and him just... like, no regard for this. Just being like, oh, that's all garbage. It's not worth anything.
I need to fucking... I wish we had a fourth. I wish I had the chat. I'll bring the chat boys up for this. I don't know where the computer is.
It's on the podium.
The podium's way the fuck over there.
Damn. Guess you should have got the laptop before the show. I'm just kidding.
No, man. You sit still. Big Ev, vamp for a second.
Oh, man.
I had
this fucking Steelers, Eagles. The Cowboys is who I'd want to vet about the most.
Cowboys?
The Cowboys thing with the fans all fighting each other was unreal. Awesome. After the game. Yeah. The fans cared more than the players did. Mm-hmm. I mean, dude, all the fans fighting each other after the game. Dude, that was a wild scene.
Are we still in the golden age of stadium fights?
There are people fighting in the parking lot.
Stadium fights right now have moved from the from the stands to the concourse. The last couple of fights I've seen have been in the concourse.
People are tired of just that high ground. Just both get on flat foot. Let's scrap like men. Fair. Both flat footed.
What team was that? It was a bowl a couple weeks ago where it was a white guy and a black guy.
Michigan State.
Pick. Yeah, and it was just an awful fight, but it took forever. And the mannerisms leading to the fight were much better than the actual fight.
Honestly, the best fight I've seen recently is the one of the Michael Jackson impersonator.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was
putting
sick.
Putting the fucking guy in an Eagle shirt in like an Omen plotter, whatever the fuck it's called. That was a legit MMA move. That was like a high-level MMA
move. I'm going to tell the truth right now. So my guy TJ, our guy TJ, is an MMA.
TJ's deeper than me. He was a fan before I was.
Last night about 5:30, I walked in there, and TJ is legitimately like watching game film on this fight, studying the fight and pointing out where the MMA stuff is. And he's breaking it down MMA style. But you weren't
it was
even
beautiful technique.
You weren't
it
even,
was. It's true.
You weren't even doing that for anything. You were just doing it for your own pleasure.
Yeah, I used to in college, instead of paying attention in class, I would just watch old fights that I didn't know who won, and I would try and score it myself and see how close I was to the actual judges' scores. That's what I'd do for fun.
I don't know if you know this, but like TJ is in the dark webs.
He has seen
every weird, fucked up. Anything video on the internet, and like he knows it like at the back of his hand too.
All right, so chat boys are up. So we have on the Revelle Mount Rushmore, I believe we have MLK collectibles, I believe we have Zapruder film, and we have your collection is trash, right?
Of your dead dads.
All right, so guys, the chat boys, you are open. Brandon is a legend. Thank you. That's the test. Thank you, Jason Bradley. So go ahead. What's the what do we got? What do we got on the fourth Mount Rushmore of Revelle tweets?
I'm trying to think if there's one that comes to mind.
Arthur L says Revelle has MLK stuff. BFW has Klan stuff. It's all to be expected. Okay, this is going the wrong direction.
That's funny.
That's a good joke.
Just because I inherit my granddad's clothes doesn't mean.
Did you see the Curb episode of when he was talking to a Klansman? He goes, he's a decent Klansman.
when he tweeted about this a 3-year-old girl, he was looking for a 3-year-old girl. I don't remember that, but he was like looking for somebody he met when he was three or something.
He was horny online.
He was looking for somebody he met on vacation when he was very young. I don't know. Yeah. Chat boys aren't really helping on this.
I know the one. That one actually. That could be it. It was, very, it was just
everybody's
really,
saying.
Really
everybody's saying the girl from elementary school and stuff like that.
Yeah. No. I think that makes sense.
Oh
that's
man.
The fourth.
All right. Well, you guys had your chance, and you didn't really blow my skirt up.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequilacation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
So, NFL playoffs. Here are the updated odds to win the Super Bowl. Okay. And then we'll talk about the games as they go. Packers are the lead favorites right now, plus 350. The Chiefs at plus 400 right behind them. At 5-1, the Bills. The Bucks are at plus 550. Then it falls off a little bit. Rams 750. Titans 9-1. Niners 12-1. And lastly, the Bengals at 15-1. I personally believe, and I don't know how you would do this, but whoever wins that Chiefs-Bills game is going to have to either beat the Bengals or the Titans. And if they can beat the Chiefs or if they can beat the Bills, I feel like they'll be in good shape. I feel like kind of figuring out a spot to nail that winner of Chiefs-Bills, and you've got yourself a hell of a future.
See, my question on that is it depends on – I think the winner – the Chiefs-Bills is going to be a heavyweight street fight. And the winner, if it's Tennessee and having to go face them on the road and Derrick Henry, won't be easy. But if the Bengals beat the Titans, you got to feel great if the Bills or Chiefs at home against the Bengals. I think at Tennessee would be tough coming off that game in the AFC Championship. That's just my point.
Yeah, I agree with that. And asking the Bills to go on the road and win twice back-to-back would be tough. But, again, if they go to Kansas City and knock out the Chiefs, I don't fear Ryan Tannehill at that point.
No, they're on a roll. They're on a roll.
And you know, they would have beaten – like the Patriots don't have Derrick Henry, but they're a running game, and they will have shut them down. I don't know. I just like that.
The problem for the Rams, mm-hmm. right? It is so who they have next?
At Tampa.
So they have Tom Brady.
Right.
And then they either have what?
The winner of San Fran Green Bay.
So you're let's just put it like this. Here are your quarterbacks left in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow, Ryan Tannehill, Jimmy Garoppolo, Aaron Rodgers, Matthew Stafford, Tom Brady, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes.
It's almost like you need a good quarterback to make the playoffs.
It does seem like that would help you going down the road. It does seem like that would be a big factor. I mean, the world exists where we could, well, I guess, you know, we could have Burrow against Mahomes, and then we could have Rodgers against Brady. I mean, that world exists.
Pretty good.
Josh Allen?
Yeah, Mahomes or Josh Allen, really doesn't matter. I don't know. So Bengals plus 3.5 against the Titans is the first game this weekend.
I like the Titans
because, again, if they get healthy and if A.J. Brown's 100%, he hasn't been 100% in a while, I assume he's going to be close.
He's looked good now. He looked good the last few weeks.
Derrick Henry, if he is back and 100%, this is the team that in October was beating the Chiefs and beating the Bills and beating great teams. I think they could pick up where they left off.
I think the Titans is my knee jerk just because I think the Bengals are going to be like they're going to be like the sexy underdog of the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even though I guess if you go off last weekend,
the sexy underdog was
They were the 49ers and they won pretty easily. But that's to me, that's the toughest game for me, even just gambling wise when I just look at it. Cause I just like the Bengals are just hot. It's tough to go against the hot team.
Yeah. But at this point, everybody's hot.
No, that's true. Well, the Titans are in a weird spot because they had the bye.
Yeah.
They're getting back their best player, but he hasn't played. I don't think that really matters that he hasn't played in a while, but it's still worth saying.
I think he
hasn't played in 2-3 months. It's been a long time.
I think him being a running back coming back doesn't really hurt. If it's a quarterback, I understand, but there's no timing here.
At least mention it because you don't know exactly how he's really feeling.
Supposedly they said he could have gone week 18 if they'd have needed him.
That's the reason why I don't think it matters that much for him because they said he's basically been good to go for like 2-3 weeks now. So if he's like healthy, I mean they're full steams ahead, which is why I think they could give the Bengals trouble. But that for me is the toughest game.
Bengals run D is pretty weak. Their pass D is better. I don't think that's good. And then I also worry about the Bengals O line because Titans got a stout front led by Walker's boy Jeffrey Simmons.
I don't know that Do you think that's the toughest game of the weekend?
I mean, they all look
pretty tough to me.
No, I guess for me, yeah. When I look at it just from a gambling perspective, I guess that's all it
okay,
is.
Okay, so from a gambling perspective, for me it's the hardest. From a gambling perspective, so you rank that one as last.
It's the hard. I have the least strong opinion.
So what's the one you have the strongest opinion about?
The Bills.
You like the Bills to go beat the Chiefs?
Yeah, I do. I do like the Bills.
That's the Chiefs, though.
I know. I feel like a lot of people are right. It's like, Chiefs. Like, the Bills.
For me,
they both were the most impressive, like, this week, I understand, but.
They're both very good teams.
Yeah, I just don't like that a lot of people are just like the Chiefs.
What's the Rams line? I guess I haven't seen that line
yet. Right now, it's +3.
Rams are +3?
Yeah.
That whole thing is going to come down to the kryptonite for Tom Brady is if you can get interior pressure. So if Aaron Donald can light up their guards and center, that's how you can get Brady because he can't really move.
Well, they had two O-line injuries against the Eagles. Yeah, Wirfs was like he could probably come back because he tried to play a little bit and then just couldn't go. So.
I think the Rams. I like the Rams.
I was like, it might be the Rams.
It's also like I feel like I could just be wrong, but I feel like Odell is like – getting back in people's good graces and like people like feel good for him.
I think he's on like a fuck you tour where he's just
everybody's off Baker. Everybody's over Baker.
It was like cool to see him like happy yesterday.
I think what it is America loves to see someone rise up, tear them down, and then like rebuild them.
And this was awesome yesterday. This is his rebuild.
Everyone tore him down. Brown's era was terrible. He comes back here, no real expectations. Now he's making big plays in playoff games.
What a throw.
Unreal throw. It reminded me, I tweeted last night, you remember like Eli's last couple of years, like he just had no arm.
Yep.
And we would literally, when we want to throw a deep ball, we would run a reverse so Odell could throw it. That yeah. 1 year he threw like 2 or 3 touchdown passes, legitimately.
So you like the, boy, man, I can't decide between the Bills and Chiefs. I think they're both great teams. I'll have to like.
I'm going to fight this pick all week.
I
thought it was
interesting
it didn't come out at 3, though. You know, that was very interesting. You figure, like, tough one, home team by 3. The fact that it came out at 2, I thought was
– That's kind of what I – that was why, like, the first I saw the line, I was like, Bills. Like I just saw the opening line, and I was like, Bills, Bills, Bills.
That's where I think a lot of people are going to feel like they're sharp. Like, a lot of people are going to be like, oh, I'm going to get on the Bills, and everyone's going to be on the Chiefs. I think a lot of people are going to be on the Bills.
Bills are 62% right now. Last year, the Chiefs were 2.5. Chiefs were 2.5 point favorites in the AFC Championship last year.
What are we doing here? It's like it's he's done it before.
Yeah,
that's what I was saying last week.
If the Bills are public, I'll probably be off the train.
And we're talking about a world where we just had a wild card weekend. 5 favorites won.
Yep,
and most of them won easily. There wasn't really much debate. There were two close games, the Bengals and Raiders, and the one where the underdog won. Otherwise, there were 4 blowouts. And I look at the Rams and Bucks. To me, blowing out the Cardinals is more impressive than blowing out whatever that Eagles team was.
Yeah.
Yes, for
that
sure.
Eagles team was garbage. Sure. And, hell, the Bucks had moments of looking very pedestrian there, especially when their offensive linemen got hurt. Like, they were having trouble blocking Kerrigan and the others.
No, now that I've heard that line, I guess I didn't really consider that one because they were still playing last night. I might switch my strongest opinion to the Rams because they're kind of like what I said it last week. I thought to me they're the most like volatile team that if they lost yesterday, I wouldn't be surprised. If they just like made a Super Bowl run, I wouldn't be surprised because they're that talented. And I think you saw in the defense too, like that real like them just take control of the
Vaughn
game.
Vaughn Miller is bringing Aaron back
Donald,
the Broncos Super Bowl.
Leonard Floyd, like all these guys that you just saw the way they just took over the game. And I think they can do that to some extent against the Bucks, not in the same way, but I think they can.
Love them against the Bucks. I really do.
They already played them once, and they dominated them.
That what it comes down to
that
me,
was a good play in my
you
life,
believe in Matthew Stafford, the Bucks secondary is their weakness. If you believe in Stafford, he should, in theory, have a good game with the Bucks. That's you can exploit.
I think by the end of the show, we're gonna have the Rams in the Super Bowl.
I already watched him yesterday.
I was thinking the
he's
same
got
thing.
A tough. They have the toughest road, I believe, but it's tough no matter what. So.
Well, yeah, I guess.
If they went 2 Tom Brady and then 2 Aaron Rodgers,
that would be
incredible.
That would be impressive. And then there's the Niners +6 against the Packers. Now, the Niners just went on the road and won a playoff game. And 6 surprises me a little bit. I thought they would have been inside that number a little bit.
You thought it would have been way. What did you think? You thought it would be 4 or 5?
Yeah, 4.5.
I thought it would be seven. I thought seven.
Really, seven?
But the public, so what's interesting about that one.
I don't think the Packers are great.
Packers are big public, and the line's not moving. Vegas loves the Niners. The other thing about this, last few years, the Niners have really gotten the best of them in this series. They play that smash mouth that's with Green Bay's kryptonites, that power running game. But Green Bay's defense, as Evan said, proved a ton this year. So that the Sunday night game was really close. Remember Green Bay pulled that out earlier, but that one – I'm leaning Niners.
Let me ask y'all a question. How much do you – we talk quarterbacks, and that's where we start. Then we talk defense. How much do you consider the coaches? Because, I mean, Shanahan. And then with the Titans, who nobody's talking about, they got a good coaching staff.
Well, I think you have to, because what you just said when you read all the quarterbacks, Shanahan and Vrabel are the two ones without elite ones, and they're still here. So you've got to give the dang coaches credit. And Vrabel, the Titans had more injuries than anybody this year, and they got the one seed. So.
I have something dumb to say, but 49ers in the cold doesn't make sense to me. Like, they played the Cowboys dome. They looked great.
Right.
And warm weather looked great. I feel like the Packers at home,
but they can run the ball.
They're smash mouth style, though. But I know what you're saying. You know what I mean? I don't think that's dumb.
And they can put a quarterback on his ass. Like, I think they have cold weather tendencies.
Well, that's what I was going to say. They're weirdly built to win in the cold, but they just don't ever play there.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's not really about how they play. It's more of just like 49ers cold doesn't make sense.
Like, I don't think I can register in my brain Jimmy G playing in a cold weather game.
That's what I was thinking.
Has he ever?
I mean, New England. But no, he didn't really, because that was his first four games in New England. And really, he got hurt.
Like,
he didn't start early part of the year.
And, like, even the playoff run a couple of years ago, I don't think they ever really played in cold weather.
So, like, Rams playing at the Bucks. It's Sunday, like, that makes sense.
Yeah, Cali and Florida teams.
Sunday, Green Bay, the high temperature is?
It's Saturday night.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's the night game, so it'll be colder at night.
Hockey is on. And no matter the city, no matter the team, no matter the game, whether it's face-off or penalty shots, regular season or playoffs, win or lose, no matter what happens, no matter where it happens, New Amsterdam Vodka is there.
Saturday night, the high temperature is 21 degrees. The low temperature is 8. So, and there's a 50% snowflake on here.
See, if it's snowing, snow game? Give me the Packers minus 1,000.
Snow game?
Yep.
So, yeah, 20. It's probably going to be in the 15-degree range, which is cold, very cold. It's not – I don't think it's like – It's not like all time cold.
No. Yeah. No, definitely not.
Where were you? Oh, so one's in Tampa, that's fine weather wise. One's in Nashville, fine weather wise, and
KC could be cold too. But Bills Chiefs are both used to it.
Yeah, but Bills won't give a fuck.
Yeah, they're both used to it. Man, it's great, Matt. This Bills Chiefs.
These four games.
I think it's the best divisional game in a long time.
Four games are
fucking
awesome.
Feels like the AFC Championship. I mean, it's a rematch of the AFC Championship.
I legitimately do believe, like, we get to this time where there's 8 teams left. I generally think there's 3 or 4 teams I can see winning the Super Bowl. This time, I do think there's 7 teams I can see winning the Super Bowl.
I agree. Only thing I don't want this weekend is myself sitting back and being like, why the fuck did I bet against Tom Brady? That's just the one thing I don't want, because I'm a betting.
But you might do that. You might do that with Mahomes too.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I
thought you were betting the Bills.
No. I'm Chiefs. I think everyone's riding off the Chiefs so easily. The Bills are the more. I think the Chiefs are getting to a point where the people are getting like Alabama's, like, they're kind of sick of them winning.
Fatigue.
So
fun, though.
Bills are fun to win, and like their fans are the best. Where it's like, but I'm on Chiefs there. But I just don't want to get to that point where it's like, fuck, what am I thinking?
But the,
like,
Bills have matched up with them pretty well. Like, they beat them
for
this
sure.
year.
No, I mean,
did they beat them
last
year?
They beat
year?
The crap. No, the Bills won 38-20 on Sunday Night Football earlier this year when the Chiefs were struggling. Last year, the Chiefs went up there on the Tuesday because the COVID thing, and they ran it down their throats.
What the fuck does he
It was like a 30-20 game. And then they played the AFC Championship, and the Bills got up 10-0 because Mecole Hardman muffed that punt, and then the Chiefs just beat the crap out of them. So. I know Jarrett. One thing on the Chiefs, Jerick McKinnon, difference maker, because Edwards-Helaire and Darrell Williams aren't that fast. McKinnon in there, I thought he gave them some pop at running back that they hadn't had all year, and I think you're going to see them move on with that too.
I don't know if y'all still play Madden, but I sometimes fall in love with players solely because of Madden. I once added Jerick McKinnon as a backup, And then my guy got hurt, and for a year I rushed for 2,500 yards for Jarrett McKinnon. So I'm now Jarrett McKinnon stand for the rest of my life.
That happens with me with Hard Knocks. I always like Tavon Austin was. I thought he was going to be the best player of all time.
Yeah,
there's a bunch of those. A lot of the guys that barely make the team.
What's your favorite Hard Knocks clip of all time? That's a good topic. My favorite, the one I go back on YouTube every now and then watch it, is Bernard Pollard dancing in the locker room.
Oh, yeah.
What he says, I got dancers in Fort Wayne, and he pops it in the locker room, and everybody goes crazy.
I liked Ocho Cinco on the Dolphins one.
Yeah.
I liked that one. I liked Giovanni Bernard when he had a minivan. I don't know if you remember that one.
I also love, I think it was the very first one when they had the Ravens had the rookie talent show. And one of the guys did a Shannon Sharp impression.
Yes.
It was fantastic.
I heard the Colts one was amazing. I didn't watch the in-season one. That's what Hard Knocks should be.
Yeah, it kind of stinks that they picked a team. I'm pretty sure they were trying to pick a team that was going to go to the playoffs so they could do it through the playoffs. But it didn't work out.
Also is like it'd be interesting. I want to see what happened after the Jaguars lost.
Yeah, I almost watched that. I saw it on the other day on demand, and I was like, I want to go watch. I hadn't watched any of it, but yeah. I wanted to watch that one to see what it looked like around that Jacksonville game. Hard Knocks. Yeah, it should be in the season. You're right. It should be in the season. But it also should be in the preseason. It should just be all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. Should be all. And frankly, probably more sports.
Let me guess. People like to see things they can't see.
Like to see real people.
Yeah.
They've done a few like college football ones.
Should do Hard Knocks for Mush the Line.
Yeah. I think you see everything again.
Yeah. It's just 9:30 in the morning. Marty's sitting in his apartment. I don't want to go fucking do this today.
It's just more of Wikipedia. All right. Braxton Berrios. Yeah, went to Miami. Got it.
How's the talent search on Mush the Line coming? Like you've got this week set up.
It's good. The problem is like who I want to reach out to. You know, like next week I got Feltman's Hot Dogs wants to come in. I'm thinking about doing one food thing a week.
I heard
Feltman's is unbelievable.
I'm unequivably the best hot dog I've ever had.
Yeah, I'm not like shitting on him. I'm just saying like I kind of want to do genuinely one food one
never
a
had
week.
A Brian hot
that could
dog.
Become a thing. Yeah,
just to get so I get fed every once
yeah.
a week.
Yeah,
you know?
No, that's smart. That's
yeah.
smart.
I would adore a Feltman's Hot Dog right now.
By the way, do you know that Stu wiped your debt clean?
Yeah, I've heard.
I told him.
Amazing. I didn't even.
I don't think that's right. That shouldn't.
He was
have.
I don't think it's right either. But I mean, that's what he did it. You know, I can't argue with him. And I also always told you. I always told you. You guys tell me. You guys set it up. I'll pay.
How about people hating on us for wearing hoodies?
Yeah, I was getting a lot of blowback on that, and then I didn't even respond to
Wait,
it.
We
then,
were still fine.
Then it became like a Zero Block 30 topic. Like they're like wearing like fancy. My mindset, I was like, listen. All the schleps were up there in
monkey
suits.
We were in a private room.
That's the thing. We were in a private room.
When you're
the
boss throwing cash around, I wear whatever the fuck I want.
We were smoking weed in there.
Yeah.
I wasn't, but
I also think
that was one of the coolest moments of my life.
I think that dress codes are out.
I think they are too, but can I tell you something about Big Ev? I've never seen him truly happy. And I'm talking belly jiggling happy. Like I've never seen that. I've seen it from you, but I So, Sue says, and I hope I'm fine saying all this. Stu asked the waitress, "Hey, is anybody in the kitchen got weed?" And Big F goes, "What?" Stu said, "I'm looking. You got weed?" And Big F had brought his bag,
of course,
because he was going to go home. And he looked over, and he just started giggling. And Big F rolled weed for at least 10 minutes.
Yeah, he takes his time.
Yeah.
He does.
Just rolled a couple of joints.
True happiness.
Well, because he just said we're in a private room where they can like close the door, and he's just like, Sue's just like, can we smoke a blunt in here? She's like, oh yeah, my husband smoked whatever. Just close the door. I was giddy, giddy. I literally felt like Paulie from Goodfellas. I do whatever the fuck I want in this place.
After the weed, and after all the food, when we're full and he's high and full, I look over and Big F. Prompted by no one, talking to no one, just laughs. He's just sitting there. Goes, well, what's up, Big Ev? I'm just happy.
I was just sitting there. I was just looking around. I was like, look at the room I'm in. I'm just sitting here smoking weed.
Yeah, no.
I was literally smoking weed while I'm getting plates of lamb chops and calamari put in front of me.
There's some
in a very very nice restaurant. I was like, this is like
bucket
list.
So long. Sometimes like even that a simple dinner, but like you gotta just be like. I don't belong here.
Oh,
that was me when I walked in.
All three of us during that dinner.
Like this past weekend, I had to sit myself down. I'm like, that's not normal. You need to enjoy these things because that's crazy.
I said it to even Fastuli when he was in there. I still, every time I get in a private jet with Dave, I still have that feeling.
That I
every time
that one never goes away.
Well, it doesn't matter how many times I've done it. Every time I still, I'm in there. I'm like, this is fucking crazy.
We'll get back to sports, but last thing about Fastuli. Fastuli's sitting there, and he's still in awe about everything. And he goes, I can't believe I'm sitting here with you guys. I've been watching you guys forever. You guys are my heroes. And it was literally Big Ev, me, and Ben Mintz.
I was like, I had been here for not very long, but
college basketball, Marty.
Yes.
College basketball. As I woke up this morning and looked at the NBA slate, which NBA has been my crutch this year because NFL fell apart for me. But there's two NBA games today, and that stinks because they had the big slate yesterday. I realized I got to really start diving back into college basketball. I got to get sharp quickly about college basketball. So what I want to do, top 10 AP poll right now. Mm-hmm. We've done this before. I'm going to tell you a team. You tell me if they can win the national title.
Deal.
A couple of them are no-brainers. Number one is Gonzaga.
Stupid that they're even number one, but they should be number two. But, yes, they can.
They absolutely can. I think I picked them last year.
See why Auburn's not?
So Auburn's 16-1, Gonzaga's 15-2.
Yep.
Is it just strength of schedule at the beginning? What is it?
It was literally just fucking one guy picked them to be ninth in the AP poll.
Oh, wow.
From Kansas and doesn't like them and put them ninth.
Probably doesn't like Bruce Pearl, yeah.
So it's fucking crazy.
That's why this antiquated voting system where we take guys, because if you work as a writer for Kansas basketball, you're all about Kansas basketball. You go to their games. You're not watching very much Auburn.
No,
you're not.
And Auburn's clearly the best team in the country right now.
Yeah,
Gonzaga, like, I'm not like mad Gonzaga's won because they're really good, but Auburn's won.
I watched Auburn against Ole Miss because I had Ole Miss plus 8.5, and for a while that looked good, and then it fell apart. If Auburn is the best team in the country, I feel like it's wide open.
It is wide open. I'm not saying it's like by far, but now with the way
I like Kessler, I like the guards.
Jabari Smith is probably the best player in the country.
Really?
Yeah.
He's fucking unreal.
He wasn't even the player that stood out the most to me.
It's probably him or Paolo is number one.
See, they're just so deep. Like they have so many guys that can score.
Kessler is just like effortless.
He don't even score that much. He's like the fifth option.
I know,
he's phenomenal.
Yeah, he just hangs around by the basket. He gets 6 blocks a game. He gets 12 rebounds a game, and he'll look up and he'll have 22 points. Number two is Auburn.
Yes.
You think Auburn can win the national? So here's in football, we rarely think a team who's never won it can win it. In basketball, I feel like we're in an era where that doesn't matter.
They've never been number one either.
Like Virginia hadn't had a whole lot of history. They won it.
And a lot of
Texas Tech
history.
Played for it. Auburn played in the Final Four. And then Baylor, they never won it. They won the damn thing. So we've moved out of the era of super programs. Like Kansas, Kentucky, Duke, they're all still really good, but they're not slam dunks to win this thing anymore.
I'm looking even now. I got Auburn last week, the week before, 25-1. It still crazy me Auburn's 20-1. They're giving them no respect.
All right, yeah. Number three, Arizona.
I say yes. I think they're good. I watch them play good.
I don't feel it with Arizona, but
I don't think it's crazy that they can. But I don't feel it as well.
They're a team to me that they just have a lot of guys that can score. They're deep.
His name's Benedict.
Number four is Purdue.
Big win yesterday. That was a wild game.
That pissed me off. Illinois did all that work to come back just to lose and double over.
I don't think so.
You don't think Purdue can win it?
No.
Why?
I think that, first of all, their big guy, Edie, is the actual tree. They don't know how to call fouls on him or for against. I think that they're just not as impressive as I thought they would be. Like, Jaden Ivey's really good, but obviously they can.
Right.
You know, it's hard to say, but I don't think they're going to, because they also produce one of the most sexy picks every fucking year in the tournament. They lose in the Sweet 16.
Number five is the defending champion, Baylor. So I assume that gives them the nod that, yes, they probably could win, although they've not played well lately.
Do they have enough offensive firepower this year? I know they played Dave, and they lost all his guards.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I thought it was almost like last year where they have Meyer back, who's been – he hasn't been that great as of late, but – I thought they were the same as last year, but they had all the same, all the guards are the same or whatever. I think they've fallen off a little bit. I think they were kind of a little fugazi in the beginning. Fugazi.
Okay. You'll explain to me what that means later.
The High Noon El Prez Pack is here, featuring my top four High Noon Vodka Seltzer flavors. These flavors include passion fruit, pineapple, pear, and all new flavor,
Tangerine, all made with real vodka, real juice. This 12-pack is only here for a limited time, so get it while you can. Just look for the pack with my face on it. You can even scan the QR code in the pack and have me virtually join your party. Visit highnoonspirits.com to find the El Prez pack nearest you.
Number six, we can probably skip.
Who's number six?
The Duke Blue Devils.
I really like that. That's not even a joke, though. You don't think they can, honestly?
I mean, I get, like, I don't know. I mean, I guess they can.
So
like,
I thought about it.
They're not, I don't want to say they're the same as Purdue. Like, I just think they're, like, a team. Like, I just don't trust them to, like, win those
all right.
like, big
I'll
games.
I'll tell you.
Matter.
So don't worry about basketball. Don't worry about basketball at all. Storyline-wise, could you see him making the Final Four in his last season? Like, yes, for sure, right? Storyline-wise. I don't know if I see them holding the trophy up. I don't know if I see that, but I see them making one run to glory.
They're
for the
a team
Final
like
Four.
I feel like I've watched them a few times, and I just see a different team like every time.
Well, no,
like that game against Gonzaga, I was like, Paolo's the best player I've ever seen. They're gonna just run through everybody, and then I watched them. Lose to Ohio State, who we didn't even play that well. I watched them against Miami. They lose outright. Miami in Cameron too.
Yeah,
where I was like, I think Miami's decent, but I've seen them a few of these times where I'm like, is this really a team that I believe in?
So
like,
this is the most unbiased I'll get for you. One, the AJ Griffin starting now, which is who's supposed to be like very, very good. He was hurt beginning of the year, is helping him out a lot. What I'm scared about is what I talk about Gonzaga about. The ACC is really bad. So they're playing a bunch of shitty teams right now.
Yeah.
Where like UNC and Miami are the only good teams, like good, and they're not even that fucking
why
good.
Is the ACC bad? Why? What happened?
I don't know what the that fuck. Like wild. Louisville is awful. Louisville. Florida State is not that good.
That's a big one because they had been that team, like them falling off. Cuse is bad this year.
Yeah, like UNC is good.
And I don't even think they're, like, I feel like even UNC is like down from what they used to be.
Wake Forest isn't good.
Wake Forest is like, I think they're kind of fugazi. They're like, yeah. They're good.
All right, stop. Stop
fugazi
saying fugazi.
Is just fake.
Stop saying fugazi.
Fugazi is, I feel like, pretty common.
Stop saying fugazi.
Fugazi. Fugazi. It's a woozy.
Donnie Brasco.
I just think that there's whatever, but they'll probably make the tournament. It's just the ACC is just not good.
Who do you think is the second best ACC team?
I think it's Miami.
I think it is, too.
And then I think it's
I love them, too. I love Miami
number
tonight.
Seven is a team that's always good enough to get upset. And that's Kansas.
They're fucking good, though. They're good. Tonight they're probably going to lose, to be honest. But
I'm fading them tonight.
They're, Braun Brown is really good. The weird thing about them, Jalen Wilson doesn't play well. Yeah. And I thought he was going to be disgusting.
He was really hyped.
Yeah.
Braun's going to become a player that's hated if they get better.
Number eight,
super hate.
It's really annoying. Is it's Brown? Super, it's so annoying.
It's Brown.
Yeah, it's very.
It's Braun.
Yeah, I know. Believe me.
Number eight is a team that it just tears me up to even think about because, when me and Mintz and Big Cat won Georgia together in the gambling house, right? We were all happy. The vibes won. Everything was great. We were together.
It was fun.
We won, and afterwards we're all having fun, high fiving. Big Cat could have said anything in the world to me at that moment. And the first thing he said after we won that bet was, put it on Wisconsin 40-1 to win the national championship. And I'm like, no, fuck, what? I can never see Wisconsin basketball winning, but kind of want to do it because in that moment, it was all love and fantastic, and that's what he chose to say. Wisconsin's number eight.
It's crazy. It's crazy. They were supposed to be at the bottom of the Big Ten. Johnny Davis is disgusting, obviously, but it's Wall. I don't know how to say his name, but he's the one who's been stepping up. And fucking Brad Davidson, he's 85 years old, who's hitting threes now. It's like, what the fuck's going on? This, I mean, hey, I can't say anything else about Wisconsin. They're good. I just don't think they're gonna make a run still, but they are really good. You have to respect what they're doing.
They've gotten through so many trap lines that they just keep, like, been on the wrong end, and they just win.
They've been winning on the road.
Tonight might be the trappiest they've had.
Oh, that 2.5 rack.
Because even they had, it was last week, the week before, they were plus one on the road against Maryland.
Yeah.
And they win the fucking game. They win. Like,
tonight's
that was
the biggest trap game in the world.
Tonight reeks.
Yeah.
Northwestern's best player.
By the way, I just walked. I'm walking right into it.
Questionable. Oh yeah, are you?
They've been winning them. Like they've been just winning this entire year.
Just walking to the window and saying, "Trap me, daddy."
This one, I'm just like, you know what? You guys have this game. I don't want to even.
I'm not touching either side.
Number nine is UCLA.
No,
No, hard no.
Absolutely not.
After the run they made last year.
Absolutely not.
Shocking.
Because they have the same team. It just pisses me off every time. Like, yeah, they're
so experienced
team.
When they get to that tournament, though.
You don't think they could be like a five? You don't think they could, like, fall off in the regular season and be like a tough 5 or 6 seed in the tournament?
They're definitely
like,
a tough.
I think number 9 in the country right now. It's a 2 or 3 seed.
They just lost to Oregon at home, which is a fine. That's whatever. Oregon wasn't good. But it's just like, again, I've said it thousands of times, but they weren't that good last year until they got hot in the tournament. And everyone's still riding on that right now. So what'd they beat this year? They've beaten Villanova.
Yeah.
And then who else?
All right, number 10 is Houston.
No.
I don't think so either. Is there anybody outside the top 10 you feel like can win the national championship? Villanova's 11. I think LSU's 12.
I don't really believe
LSU's
Villanova.
Banged up right now.
I can see LSU.
That's what I was going to say.
They need Xavier Pinson back real bad. They need Pinson back real bad.
Also, and I'll bring them up just because they're my team, and for some reason they have like the 5th best odds. They're literally plus 1,000 to win the championship. I'm struggling here to honestly see it. Like, I don't see how.
They're only 10-1.
I just don't see how you can look at them and look at Auburn and say that Auburn has half the, whatever on the math chance.
That's
like,
wild.
There's a team that I do really like, but they have not put it together at all. And I'm an idiot for still thinking it, but I really think if they put it together, Texas can be fucking really good.
Talent's there.
I think UConn too. I think UConn's pretty fucking good. I think they can be very good too. Yeah. Tournament time.
All right, picks.
The Big East, real quick. The Big East, like, to win the Big East, it's fucking -250 Villanova, and then like the next best is like +750.
I still think Seton Hall is
plus 5,000.
I know Seton Hall has had a little tough stretch, but
betting them to win.
I still think them and UConn are really fucking good.
Missed. All right, so I guess Mincy is just in a rare in the room. He's probably still leading us. So Mincy, start us off.
I am going with a few picks today. Duke always plays like crap in Tallahassee, Florida. That for some reason this has just been a nightmare for them forever. So I'm taking Florida State as a 5-point home underdog. I think Arkansas, I know they were struggling early, huge win at LSU and Baton Rouge. I think they're getting together. South Carolina stinks, so I think Arkansas rolls. Then I take an under 147.5 in Clemson-Syracuse because I always take unders in Clemson games.
All right, Big F.
All right, I got Davidson +2.5. We already talked about with Duke. I got UNC. I got Miami +2.5 at home. Love Oklahoma +4. That's at home against Kansas. They play Kansas well in Oklahoma. I'm on Texas Tech -8, and disgusting. I'm on Mincy. I'm on Florida State +5, and the over in that game of 145.
You guys, man.
Well, I didn't say anything.
Also,
I mean, Duke always plays bad.
Florida State would be your system.
Florida State, yeah, I know.
No, I'm going off history and not this year.
And I agree.
I'll admit that, Marty.
Just play well against them at home, 5.
Marty Mush.
Top 10 unranked.
Me?
No.
Yeah, it's put my picks. I have Duke -5. I got a couple parlays.
A couple.
I expected, I don't know.
We haven't seen Smitty's card yet.
To be honest, it took me too long to do 4, and I was like, this is too hard. Then Arkansas -12.5, they're turning around. Oklahoma +3.5 against Kansas, I'm very scared about. Miami +2. That's going to – UNC Miami, we'll see who the second best is tonight.
All right, so as somebody who's really focused on the NBA this year and I haven't gotten active enough in college basketball, I am very susceptible right now to traps. Mm-hmm. Very. So I saw Wisconsin this morning. I'm like, yes, give it to me.
Yep.
So I've got in the NBA, I got Wolves -2.5. Then I have West Virginia +6. I got Wisconsin -2.5. And just a cursory glance, I really feel Duke and Florida State are going to score points here.
I like that.
I love the
Love it. There you go. I'm trying to get better at college basketball. Usually I'm further along this year than I am.
Right now is a good time to start getting into it because football, after this week, it's very limited, obviously, and it's a good time.
So let's see what Smitty came up with if he got it in, because I know that TJ said by 11 he hadn't gotten him in. Has he gotten him in? Oh, boy. Well, that's not too bad. Stars, moneyline.
He's got one.
Baylor, moneyline. Nashville, moneyline. Tampa Bay, moneyline. Warriors, -8.5. Parlay, +540. That's not crazy. He does go double on the Stars game. I also
have the bench mob parlay on mine, so I have 5.
See what you did? Are you happy?
Yeah, man. Good luck. I just think, like I said it yesterday, I mean – just because you can bet them doesn't mean they're easy to win. Those parlays are hard as hell to hit.
If I bet parlays, though, every day,
you're gonna slowly bleed like I did last year.
Oh, but if Duke doesn't cover, you're minus 5 units instantly.
You're gonna slowly
bleed.
What
are you talking about? You have Duke on every parlay.
You have Duke on every parlay.
Yeah. 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 That's a good one. I like that one.
Why did you even? How did you even know he said anything? You don't have headphones on.
I hear it a little bit.
Okay, all right.
I mean, yeah, it's Duke tonight. I feel good. I feel good. They're getting in the groove.
All right, the Yak is up next, and there's still a ping pong ball machine here. Who knows what might happen? That's Pick Central.